Hey, girlies. I was going to say Happy Friday, but it really is not a Happy Friday. It is, in fact, a catastrophic Friday because of the supreme whores that think that they have the right to make the decision that they made in this entire episode. Usually I talk about pop culture stuff, but honestly, I can't even today. Well, with the exception of reading what some of my fave celebs are tweeting in support and discuss of what just happened. Obviously, hi, I'm Andrew, the Mistress of Pop Culture, and I'm literally fired up right now. I'm honestly livid, I'm very concerned, and I'm honestly, just very sad for people in the world that are so small-minded and think that the decision to, operate based on the words of the Bible is, like, actually a thing. It honestly is really dumb. Obviously, it's very obvious. Obvious? I've said that enough. It's very apparent that I did not grow up adhering to any type of religion, because I wouldn't say what I said if I did. I didn't, and I'm actually forever grateful for that, and honestly, if you adhere to one type of, God or religion, then that's fabulous. I love it. Live for it, hunty. And I have friends that are super religious, and they don't ever, like, push on me their viewpoints, which is fabulous, because I think we live in a time where, like, you can believe what you want to believe and live your best life. However, if you operate under the guise of, like, words that aren't actually, like, proven, and I know it's super controversial to say, then honestly, I worry about you. I mean, I guess it's, like, kind of, like, hypocritical to say that, because I literally, like, believe every single word that, like, Kim K or Paris says, but they're actually, like, legit people who are in the world, like, making moves. All those people that are, like, in that book, they, like, didn't exist, and, like, there's no proof of that, so have several seeds. I know it's very controversial to say, and honestly, cancel me if you want, but honestly, good, great. All the most fabulous people get canceled, and they become even bigger and better than before. Anyways, I'll say all that to say, just, like, out of control, news broke that Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. Who, honestly, like, I don't even know why we have a Supreme Court. There should be, like, two people that make the decision. Paris and Nicole. But that's just, like, my personal belief. And honestly, our country would probably be way healthier and happier. Just, like, living our best life in Kiki. And everybody would be dancing and just, like, whatever. I have to make light of what's going on because it's so dark and it's so painful that if I don't make a joke about it or if I don't make, like, humorous pop culture reference, it really is, like, very depressing. And honestly, I am very depressed, especially, well, one thing I'm really happy about, by the way, is my social media. Everybody is on the right side of history. 100%. I'm not even gonna say 99.9%. 100% of people are literally on the right side because, quite honestly, you should be on the right side. And if you aren't on the right side, then honestly, like, what is you doing, girl? You can't be on the wrong side of history if you want to be, like, a normal, like, member of society. Like, side-eye girl, side-eye emoji. Anyways, every single news outlet is talking about this, even, like, E! And Page Six. And these are true, pop culture-based outlets that never talk about, like, political stuff. But honestly, I think everybody's, not everybody clearly, but I think most people, normal people, great people, are disgusted by this decision. Okay, TMZ. Okay, this is where I am. The U.S. Supreme Court has officially overturned Roe versus Wade, reversing the 50-year-old president that legalized abortion nationwide. Justice Samuel Alito, the conservative justice who has sat on the court since 2006, wrote the opinion and didn't mince words, writing, quote, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives." Like, what, you dumb effer? Four justices signed on to Alito's opinion. Chief Justice Roberts wrote a separate concurring opinion. Alito added, quote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Put simply, a majority of the justices ruled there was no right under the U.S. Constitution for a woman to have an abortion, so a Mississippi law that banned most abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy was not unconstitutional. The three liberal judges, Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor," by the way, shout out to Justice Sotomayor, because she was referenced in an episode of Ugly Betty, like, love her, "wrote a joint dissent harshly criticizing the majority's reasoning and lamenting the public health risks of overturning Roe for women across the country. The dissenters note the majority made no exceptions for rape, incest, the health of the mother, or physical abnormalities of the fetus. The reversal doesn't mean that abortion automatically becomes illegal in the country. The issue will now be left to the states, but 13 states have trigger laws that outlaw abortions as soon as the court overturned Roe. 9 other states have laws on the books that, if enforced, will severely restrict or outlaw the right to an abortion. Many of the states are expected to severely restrict abortion rights in response to the ruling. Abortion has been a hot-button issue for decades, and it's very likely that this decision will only stroke the flames." And if you guys remember, the leaked draft opinion caused a huge stir at the time. I remember when that happened. It was It was like, that was shocking. Okay. That was literally just facts, and I clearly expressed my opinion about what this means and, like, how sadistic it is. And, I mean, I will say this. I'm from Massachusetts. This is where I grew up, and I forget, I don't know what the governor's name is. When I was there, his name is Deval Patrick, but now it's somebody else. And the governor just signed that, making it, like, okay, safe. So that's great, and obviously in California, too. And now I'm going to hop over to Deadline.com, because there's a lot here with regards to the business that I'm in, which is Hollywood. And, I have a few things I'm going to read. First of all, major Hollywood companies vow to cover travel expenses for employees seeking abortion in wake of SCOTUS ruling. First is a Warner Brothers Discovery spokesperson said the company is, quote, committed to offering our employees across the country access to consistent and comprehensive healthcare services. In light of the Supreme Court's recent decision, we immediately expand our healthcare benefit options to cover transportation expenses for employees and their covered family members who need to travel to access abortion and reproductive care. Fabulous. Paramount will support, as we always have, the choices our employees make about their own healthcare. CEO Bob Bakish said in a note to employees Friday, running down a list of benefits that includes certain related travel expenses if the covered health service, such as abortion, is prohibited in your area. Disney executives also communicated directly with staff not long after the decision was released by the Supreme Court this morning. We recognizing the impact of the ruling, committed to quality and affordable healthcare for staffers. Netflix said it already offers a travel reimbursement coverage for full-time U.S. employees and their dependents who need to travel for cancer treatment, transplants, gender-affirming care, or abortion through its U.S. health plans. This is a $10,000 lifeline allowance per employee and their descendants per service. NBC Universal parent Comcast declined to comment, but we understand We as in Deadline once again has a travel benefit for both Comcast and NBC Universal employees. Sony, and then, yeah, so obviously people like these companies are on the right side of history. And what I also wanted to read to you, here's another. President Joe Biden decrees cruel abortion ruling by Supreme Court. And obviously what I, you know, am most interested in, Hollywood responds to Supreme Court abortion decision. Deadline. Okay, there's many, 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 many things here. Okay, I'm going to read the ones that the celebs that are, you know, at the forefront of this. Taylor Swift tweeted, "I'm absolutely terrified that this is where we are, that after so many decades of people fighting for women's rights to their own bodies, today's decision has stripped us of that." And First Lady Michelle Obama put out a statement, and I'm going to read it to you right now. I'm just putting it up here. Because obviously in a world full of chaos, people still look to the Obamas because they are the Obamas, like basically the pillar of this country. First Lady Michelle Obama wrote, "I am heartbroken today. I am heartbroken for the people around this country who just lost the fundamental right to make informed decisions about their own bodies. I am heartbroken that we may now be destined to learn the painful lessons of a time before Roe was made law of the land, a time when women risked losing their lives, getting illegal abortions, a time when the government denied women control over their reproductive functions, forced them to move forward with pregnancies they didn't want, and then abandoned them once the babies were born. This is what our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers lived through, and now we are here again. So yes, I am heartbroken for the teenage girl, full of zest and promise, who won't be able to finish school or live the life she wants because her state controls her reproductive decisions, for the mother of a non-viable pregnancy who is now forced to bring the pregnancy to term, for the parents watching their child's future evaporate before their very eyes, for the healthcare workers who can no longer help them without risking jail time. When we don't understand our history, we are doomed to repeat its mistakes. In this country, our futures are tied together in a delicate tapestry that we each have a hand in making." Oh, love that. "Too often, cynicism or indifference makes us feel like we don't have a say in weaving it. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The more we allow pessimism to push us further into helplessness, the less we will be empowered to help create the kind of country we want to live in. This horrifying decision will have devastating consequences, and it must be a wake-up call, especially to the young people who will bear its burden. I know this is not the future you choose for your generation, but if you give up now, you will inherit a country that does not resemble you or any of the values you believe in. This moment is difficult, but our story does not end here. It may not feel like we are able to do much right now, but we can and we must. If you are like me and you want to get started now, I encourage you to channel your frustration and anger into action by getting involved. Organizations like Planned Parenthood and the United States of Women, among many others, have resources that you can look to if you want to help others, if you need help yourself. Our hearts may be broken today, but tomorrow, we've got to get up and find the courage to keep working towards creating a more just America we all deserve. We have so much left to push forward, to rally for, to speak up for, and I know we can all do this together. Planned Parenthood, she provides two links here, by the way. Sorry, there's a siren in the background. Planned Parenthood, access care, learn more, get involved. PlannedParenthood.org. Sorry, let me wait for this to pass. Okay, once again, Planned Parenthood, PlannedParenthood.org. The United States of Women Reproductive Justice Hub is usow.org/repro/. So those are two safe spaces to go to. So that's a very, very poignant statement. Let's see who else here. I mean, that was obviously the most powerful, was First Lady Michelle Oh. Hillary Clinton, also former First Lady. Most Americans believe the decision to have a child is one of the most sacred decisions there is, and that such decisions should remain between patients and their doctors. Today's Supreme Court opinion will live in infamy as a step backward for women's rights and human rights. Bette Midler tweeted, "Get ready, gays, you're next." Obviously, we know what she's alluding to. Anna Navarro, who is frequently on The View, "The insurrectionist promoter's husband sitting on the Supreme Court wrote a concurring opinion taking aim at rulings legalizing contraception, same-sex relationships, and same-sex marriage. Maybe Thomas prefers Americans to have sex with their pistols and marry their AK-47s. Oh, the shade. I hate, honestly, the people on the Supreme Court. I'm not going to mince my words. I hate them. I really do. Billy Eichner, and this is actually what I posted in my Instagram story. This is the one I really resonated with me the most. Get your fictional, in all caps, by the way, get your fictional hateful Bible stories and get your fake fictional religious bullshit out of our fucking lives. Fuck you. I mean, couldn't have said it better myself. Shonda Rhimes, this is actually happening. And many, many, many other, you know, poignant figures are posting their dismay and disgust in this decision that was made. And honestly, I agree with them all. And I understand that there are many people in this world with many different POVs, but honestly, at this point, I am very comfortable saying, if you are on the wrong side of history and support what the decision that the Supreme Court decision made, I'm just like mumbling over my words, I don't even care, then honestly, I have literally zero to no respect for you, and I honestly think you are wrong. And even during the 2020 election, I wasn't going to tell people who voted for the candidate that I did not vote for that they are wrong, but I thought it, but I wasn't going to say it. But I can actually say with like massive confidence in myself and my life decisions that those people are wrong. And I just thought I had to put that out in the world today, because honestly, we live in a really wild time with just crazy things happening. But this, honestly, not to like use this word because I hate this word, trumps that. And I honestly am just very sad. So, but many people are also saying it's not about necessarily the abortion per se, but it's about power, which, you know what? It's all wrong. And in times of just chaos like this, I think everybody just needs to have a seat and just like take a chill pill. I would love to hear what you think. So message me on Instagram or something, or TikTok, and just like put it out there, because quite honestly, I just don't even, like, it's not even laughable. It's, like, sick. It's twisted. And honestly, if I ever meet someone who verbally expresses their support of this decision that was made in my face, I'm going to say something back. I'm not going to get physical, because I'm not a physical person, nor would I don't believe in physical violence. But honestly, I might, like, yell at you. And then I'll, like, walk away. Like that song from High School Musical 2, Walk Away. Don't walk away. No, I think that's High School Musical 3, Senior Year. One of the most iconic movies ever. You know whose opinion I'd love to hear about this? Sharpay. I feel like she would have some, like, very, very strong words about this. Or Phoebe Buffay. Not Lisa, like Phoebe Buffay. I would love to hear what she has to say about this. Because honestly, it's just preposterous. And I just can't even read this stuff anymore, but I have to, because I want to just know what everybody's thinking. And what First Lady Michelle Oh said, we got to get up tomorrow and we just got to rally and change. Be the change we want to see. And clearly these old effers who are making this decision are stuck in the past. And there's so many great quotes. Okay, one of my favorite icons of all time, Countess Luanda Lesseps from The Real Housewives of New York, really, really put it perfectly when she said, "There's a reason why the rearview mirror is so small and why your dash is so big, because the future is bright and big, and the past is so small." I saw a thing on Instagram the other day that said, "The past is a point of reference, not a place to live." So basically, these justices are morons. They're wrong. They're really wrong. And anybody who is a conservative Republican, honestly, I can honestly say to you, you're wrong. You really are wrong. And I am going to be very arrogant and conceited and say, myself, liberals, Democrats, we are right and you are wrong. Like, I'm just telling you, it's the way it is. You are wrong. And it's not about, like, you know, the stupid idiotic detailings. It's about rights. It's not about the actual thing. It's about rights. And if you want to take rights away, then go ahead. You know, you will be judged. Gotta get on the phone with Satan and have a few words with him. There's like a few people that like, I'm not even getting into that, but you know, you basically know. I was watching Scream Queens the other day, and obviously in the pilot episode, the Red Devil. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, then you're probably one of those conservative people who are like dumb and like sitting home reading Bible verses, like wearing Old Navy. No shade. Anyways, everybody, I just had to get on here and literally put it out there. Cancel me if you want. IDIF. I don't give a fuck. And live your best life, except for you conservatives and like supremacists. Like, goodbye. I just hope everybody can have a good weekend despite this crazy news, and I'll be back to chat more because I'm sure I'm going to be consuming this stuff all weekend. Sending lots of love to all my girlies and all those who are on the right side of history. You're seen, you're loved, and all those who are not, I'm literally just bye.